This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio show. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here.
Glad you're with me, folks. Maxine Waters, Mad Max we call her. She's going to be giving the rebuttal at the State of the Union. We got a ton to talk about, but that's what I want to focus on right now. Maxine Waters, James Brown, yeah, hey. Does it feel good? Yeah. Do it sound good? Yeah. Then it must be good. Huh. Hit it. Nice help. Man, if Maxine Waters gave the State of the Union and came out in a glitter outfit and to the tune of some James Brown, man, I might even vote Democrat. Nah, I wouldn't do that. But I would come close because that would be hysterical. Hey, baby. Maxine Waters going to give this. Okay, so Donald Trump, by the way, who practically gave a State of the Union in Davos, Switzerland. If you saw that performance by the president, man, it was awesome. Awesome. He practically gave, I'm just telling you, he did. It was like, you know, America's doing this and America's growth. We've got great GDP. We're doing that. And then it was like, wow. I mean, every time you turn around, it was just more and more better news. Exciting. So, you know, there are no surprises in the State of the Union. The only thing that the president could talk about in the State of the Union is getting into the swamp, you know, getting rid of some of these swamp creatures, just all these investigations. He could say things like, soon the FBI investigation is going to wind down. It's going to go back and point its finger at the very people who requested the investigation. I predicted it. I did nothing. We've been forthcoming. We've released 1.4 million emails, text messages, blah, blah, blah. I saw something like that. It was 1.4 million or something. You couldn't be more forthcoming than Trump. Accessible. Yeah, what we need. Who you want to talk to? When I would do management consulting, I knew the companies who were going to really be able to get turned around. You want to know how? Because when you would say, all right, so these are the areas we're going to need to cover in order to get to the bottom of what's going on with your company, you know, why you're, you know, not getting the operational efficiencies you want or what have you. I'm going to need access to these executives, whatever. We're going to be out here for the better part of 3 months or whatever, you know, time limit. And I'm going to need all your executive team involved. And you know what the CEO would say? They're at your disposal. Absolutely. Now, That's easy because his butt's on the line. But what about the people? You know, the CFO, the COO, the corporate marketing, etc. What about them? Well, did you get pushback? Because see, if you get pushback from them, you knew, okay, yeah, you're my problem. You're one of my areas. But when they would say, hey, fully cooperative, we want to be better. Kevin, if you know something that you can impart that's going to make my life more efficient and better, I'm all ears. Because, see, consultants are, we're not the enemy. We're the enemy if you're doing a crappy job and you're trying to hide. Then we're kind of the enemy. Like, if we don't really need your position, your position, then, yeah, we could be considered the enemy. Because we're going to let your company know. You know, you're being redundant here. But that doesn't mean you have to leave. Just because there's a redundancy doesn't mean there's not a place for you. Now, if that redundancy, you knew about it and you were complicit, then yeah, you're going to be in some trouble. But generally speaking, I could tell where the problem was just in the body language of the people there. If you were to outline a problem and say, here's what we're thinking, and let's say it's in manufacturing. And if the manufacturing manager was like, well, you know, everybody always wants to point the finger at manufacturing. Then you go, okay, yep, this is definitely my problem area. But if the manufacturing person says, you know, we're always interested in learning more about how, you know, other people do this, how we could increase our efficiencies, things like that, you're good to go. And see, the left, they're not like that. They don't want to learn anything new. They don't want to understand why Donald Trump can take, in a single year, without the you know, the legacy good news of Barack Obama, inheriting all kinds of problems, inheriting racial problems, inheriting problems with crime, inheriting problems with companies that are running from America. I mean, sucking paper in their tornadic vortex to leave this country because of the tax rate. And I could go on. All the egregious legislation that's being put in their face of them doing business, and President Trump on a dime says, and stops it. I mean, you know, just quick. Did I do that? He just stops it. And suddenly, boom, we're saving Carrier. Boom, we're bringing IBM back. Boom, Ford's not leaving. Boom, GM says they're building. That two Japanese manufacturers, Nissan and Honda, says, boom, we're building plants in America. Alibaba, SoftBank, all these companies coming back. Dow Chemical, U.S. Steel, you name it, coming back. Apple Computer and many others. Wells Fargo giving out bonuses and stuff. This did not happen in the era of Obama, and it never was going to. And the left know it. What can Maxine Waters, Mad Max, possibly say to the year that was and the year that will be? It's already starting to happen. What could that chick say? What leg does she have to stand on? But she's going to deliver the State of the Union for the left. And let me tell you what that signifies, people. The most desperate left on the planet. They got nothing. What is she going to say? Well, oh, Donald Trump may have done a good job of black people in black people unemployment. That does not mean anything. What are you? I mean, what could she? I'm just curious. You tell me, what could she say? We'll learn later. We're gonna learn tonight. What is Maxine Waters gonna do? Trump's one of his most vocal critics. And do you think Maxine? I'm guessing the left believe that Maxine Waters is gonna reach more black people. This is the worst gambit. I mean, outside of trying to make the Russians collusion between Donald Trump, this may be the second worst gambit of the Democrats, because the Russian collusion thing is gone. I mean, it's over. Oh, he obstructed justice. He might have wanted to fire Mueller. That was the next thing they did. He might have wanted to fire Mueller. That would have been obstructive of justice, obstruction of justice. Maybe had he done it, but no, even if he had done it, it is an obstruction of justice, but it's certainly not obstruction if he didn't do it. That's the level of desperation these clowns have. Wow. Maxine Waters. Good luck with that, Democrats. Black people are going to start loving Donald Trump. I'm going to give you some numbers. They're in trouble. We come back, we discuss that picture of Barack Obama. Not good.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So there was a picture that surfaced about Barack Obama, and it showed him with the with Louis Farrakhan and with the congressional black circus clowns, a few of them. And my curiosity is, what would have happened had that picture been shown? Now, look, the speculation doesn't matter because it is what it is. I believe Barack Obama wouldn't have been elected president. I think a lot of the whites that, certainly from the conservative side, who were giving him the benefit of the doubt and thinking he was going to bring racial conciliation, would have abandoned him. I think a lot of leftists would have thought, uh-oh, not exactly what we want. And so it wouldn't have happened. So for whatever reason, God saw it in his providence to say, let's go ahead and let him be president. And I think at the end, it ended up benefiting us because we know what happened with all of the seats they lost and so on and so forth. And the Democrats are in big trouble going forward. Their name is going to be sullied. And it's going to take the efforts of people like us to continually do these things, to push these messages out. I was at an event, at a fundraiser, and we were talking about Tom Fitton. And a couple of big dollar donors said, oh, I always donate to Tom. He does such great work. And Tom does a good work when he gets these FOIA requests and and you know, exposes these guys, these Democrats, for the cockroaches that they are. But there are other people out there doing things that are just as important. And so Tom can expose that they hid messages and things like that, but there's still a big marketing campaign through the media that allows the message of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama to still seem plausible. Like, oh, they aren't bad people. They are bad people. And it needs to be exposed, but we're not doing that for some reason. And we've got to do a better job of that. So I hope that, you know, I mean, this year for us, we are a marketing arm for the conservative movement. We're going to push out these messages about Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Pelosi, Adam Schiff, McCabe and the FBI, James Comey, Mueller, all of them. It's just going to be a constant barrage of these people are crooked, and getting that circulating so people can understand it. That's one of our missions. Because without that, we end up in big trouble. Now, I want to go back to this picture. So the picture was withheld. I think that's the bigger story, right? The idea that the guy that took the picture knew potentially. This is what I heard. I don't know much about it, but because it wasn't like an official White House picture or anything like that. He wasn't elected. But I'm told that Barack Obama knew of the picture and said, now look, this picture can't come out. Or maybe it was the author of the picture, the photographer, who said, you know, I know what this picture could do, and I don't want to release it. And the reason why I find this to be very important is that if you can't showcase a person fully, you're lying about him. Now, we know Barack Obama's past is a lie. His ability as a president, everything this man has done has been fabricated. I mean, Barack Obama oversaw probably the worst economic period in American history, and it's ignored because they want to tell you, oh, well, look at what he did for the stock market. Donald Trump's doing real things for the stock market. Barack Obama printed $1 trillion a year and grew the debt of America by $10 trillion. I want you to think about $10 trillion. That's 15 zeros. To be a billionaire could give 1,000 people $1 million. Okay? A trillionaire can give 1 million people $1 million. Think about that. 1 million people get $1 million for a trillionaire. So when you think about the scale of that, strip it back a little bit and just say, $1 trillion, and you can give 1 million people $1 million. So you can give 10 million people $100,000. Now I want you to think about America's poor families. Barack Obama could have given 10 million people $100,000 for the last 8 years. Just giving it to them. Ask yourself what that would have done for the economy. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about a guy who artificially, I mean, there's nothing Obama did that you can go, that's a permanent fix. Everything was artificial. He grew welfare, 16 million people. He faked the unemployment numbers by having the most people not looking for work, the least amount of workers in America, I don't know in history, but certainly in a long time. Lowered our credit. I could go on. And the only thing that propped him up was his ability to print money. A counterfeiter. No better fitting definition. I mean, when you think about what he did, a counterfeiter. That's exactly what he represented to this country. And the left love him. But here's the dirty little secret. They really don't. They really don't love him. And that's why Barack Obama held that picture. They didn't want you to know the truth about him. They didn't want you to know he was black-centric. And look, if Barack Obama had told people, you know what, when I get in here, I know you guys are expecting me to be this, bridge the divide between black and white, which quite frankly didn't really exist as much as it did in the past. But if he had said, you know what, I'm going to make my presidency about, you know, it's going to be black-centric, I'm going to be focused on black issues, I'm not going to help them, but I'm going to give them the perceived help. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to make them feel small. I'm going to make them feel less than what they are. That's how I'm going to do it. He wouldn't have been elected. I don't really care because it's over. But I just find it incredible that the left hang on to this. They want the, they really want this man to be canonized. They with, you know, the library that's being built where he's got nothing of himself in there. None of his past, none of his records are actually in there. Can you imagine if Donald Trump did a library and he said, you know, I'm not going to put any of my writings, I'm not going to put my, you know, the things that record me, that none of that's going to be in there. I can't even imagine the outcry. What's he hiding, man? You know, we could be asking what, well, we still are. What is Barack Obama hiding? Barack Obama in his presidential library, you will not be able to find his grades. I'm talking about high school grades. You won't be able to find his college transcripts. You won't be able to find the writings that he did in college, out of college, whatever. There will be no physical stuff. There'll be some digital things of his legislation and his speeches and all that crap, but there's not going to be anything there that will tell you more about him. He wants to remain a secret even after his presidency. That should tell you a lot.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bad news for leftist men. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What a topic. What a topic. Cyborgs. Robots. When, you know, I've seen all the sci-fi films. You know, Terminator is obviously kind of set the stage for the cyborg. I mean, there were others. But Terminator... I mean, forget R2-D2, right? He just roll around on stuff. And even, was it R2-D2? C-3PO. I forget which one, but there was the robot that walked all robotic and he was all, you know, glistening. He was like, looked like he was a chrome. That's nothing in comparison to Terminator. Shut up, George Lucas. Don't even try it. Terminator was the man. I mean, you know, I'm a... human flesh over bloody cup, blah, blah, skeleton, exoskeleton, whatever. So, and the dude had a little eye that blah, 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 made all the calculations and stuff. Give me your pants. Give me your clothes. Remember that? And he took the dude's clothes, took his motorcycle, and boom, he was off to the races trying to kill Sarah Connor. So, but cyborgs, it was something else. So then they did the next one, the second one, which is another dude. I forget the guy's name. Then they did the third one, who was a woman. And she was hot. That's what the robots have become. You used to think of robots as like, you know, he's putting welding things in Chrysler. You know, at some auto factory or whatever. Or the robots in, at least I do, because I come from, you know, background of engineering. So you got pick and place equipment and you program it in and it knows exactly where to place all the little pieces and parts. And it's become so sophisticated. I'll look at it today and go, seriously? That's the size of surface mount elements now? You know, they can handle that kind of current. The substrates have changed, all the different things. That, from when I was coming up in engineering, I feel like I'd be over there, they like, look at old great-grandpa over there, still talking about, yeah, well, we were using gallium arsenide. You know, they're like, gallium arsenide, that's so like the year 1990s. And I'm, you know, it was cutting edge when I was leaving. So you got all, and I remember we would talk about, you know, this many microns of epitaxial layer and all that. And now they're probably like, man, shut up, grandpa. Get out of here, your old self. But, you know, so things have changed. And I remember, you guys will find this really funny. The toughest thing to do when I was in robotics class, when I, you know, learning about how to design robots, was they said getting a robot to walk was a very difficult thing because, you know, what looks easy to us because we just automatically center, you couldn't do it with a robot. Well, now the gyros and all the different things now, the technology is such that robots walking, no, because robots run now. They can run. Do you see the robot that does a standing backflip and front flip? Just, yeah. And I don't know what it weighs, probably a couple hundred pounds, but it does these flips. Well, that's the technology. Now, he looks like a robot. He doesn't have any human looks to it. Oh, you know what? The other robot movie, as I think about it, was Alien. Remember the guy cut his finger and he had white blood? And Sigourney Weaver goes, "She didn't tell me I was on with her." And she called him something. And because in the previous movie, the robot dude tried to kill her. So she was mad that she was on with this other guy. And the guy, forget his name, but you know him and you see him as an actor. But he goes, "Oh, that was an old model." He goes, My algorithms are much better, and I would never hurt you," or whatever. It didn't help her. She didn't believe it, but he at least said, "No, it was an old model that tried to kill you. The new one's okay." And you could, in the movie, you obviously couldn't tell he was human, but, you know, there you go. And then there was Blade Runner, where, you know, they put a certain amount of time on your life because these machines, whatever, these hybrids, they were so much stronger and, you know, so much smarter and all that, they had to put a limit on them or else they would take over for man. I'm just thinking about robot films. But now they got robots, not just for manufacturing, they got them, they're probably looking at them for warriors and things like that. I mean, I don't know. How long will a robot last? Can it run on solar energy? Wait till we find some sort of nuclear pellet where something can really survive a long time. Whoo, it's going to change dramatically. But now, I've talked about this before, but this is a different subject about it. But the sex robot industry, I'm telling you folks, y'all think I'm kidding, is going to be big. It is. When I was doing this story, looking at what we're going to write about, and obviously talk about, I Googled sex bots, and you got to be careful because you get a lot of crap when anytime you put sex in anything on the internet. But it went right to these pages, and I mean, the minute you see them, you're like, "Boop!" Because I went Google Images, you're like, "Wow." I mean, do you still recognize them as dolls? But give it a decade, and you may come home to the hottest robot. It's gonna be dudes talking about. Y'all think I'm kidding. They're going to be pulling up pictures on their phone going, "Have you checked out my latest model here? Check it out." Oh, showing pictures of their robots. Not their girlfriends, not their wives. Their robots, their sex bots. And think about it. You can program your sex bot. This story, I'm telling you, so let me get into it. Because the bad news is they can be hijacked by hackers and used to harm or even kill people. That's what a cybersecurity expert warned. So there's the bad news. There is a downside. But fellas, okay, I'm going to put this out there for the leftist fellas. Because they're out here listening. They need to know. They're like, "I like Kevin Jackson. He explains things pretty well. I want to be part of his team." So I appreciate you guys coming over. Here's what I want to tell you. That's the downside. The good side is you don't have to deal with a liberal woman. Yeah, you get to be total man, alpha dog for a change. You don't have to deal with that whiny, harpy, just emasculating, you know, whatever, because you can't call her a woman. No one, who knows what she professes to be to that day. So you don't have to deal with her. You get yourself a sex bot. Yeah, artificial intelligence researchers have consistently warned of the security risk posed by internet-connected robots, with 700 recently calling on governments to ban weaponized robots. You know, they have robots. You've seen the movie, what was it called, RoboCop, where the weaponized robots ended up killing everybody in the room. That was a terrible scene. Wow. You got to see, even if you don't like the movie, it was an interesting scene. So, but they don't want to weaponize them because a robot, you know, you can't sue a robot if he shoots you, Michael Brown. You know what I mean? If you're trying to resist a robot and he's strong and he's like, "Oh, threat. And there's no Black Lives Matter. So, "Y'all left him out there for 4 hours. Oh my God. Oh, he's for 4 hours. Robot says threat. Stole cigarettes. Approaching. Stop where you... Oh, you don't want to stop, Negro. Shoots him, right? Anyway, apparently hackers take control of these fembots. They can then maneuver the arms and legs and other attached tools, in some cases even knives, they say, or welding devices. Can you imagine? You are in your intimate moment with your robot, and suddenly she's welding your buns, welding your butt cheeks together. Wow, maybe with some hot solder? That would hurt. So, yeah, they're concerned about this because apparently people are really buying these. Now, the story we did about this a while back was they were saying, should they make sex robots for pedophiles, like as in little baby, you know, little kiddo robots. I'm going to tell you, I have a problem even with somebody, you know, trying to have sex with a kid robot. There's just something even wrong with that to me mentally. That's a whole story for another day. But one of the guys, that when I was looking at the story, he said, why don't you just send these robots to the Middle East and then allow hackers access? But anyway, if you're thinking you're sending these fembots to their doom, if you send them over to these goat humpers, these babes are not like whiny feminist human sisters. No. They are brawny. Here's what Newsweek said. Often these robots can be up to 200 pounds and very strong. Once a robot is hacked, the hacker has full control and can issue instructions to the robot. The last thing you want is for a hacker to have control over one of these robots. Once hacked, they can absolutely be used to perform physical actions for an adventurous scenario for an advantageous scenario or to cause damage. Now, I'm just trying to imagine one of these fembots with some of the Religion of Peace insurgent's head between her thighs, and some hacker pushes crack the coconut on his control panel and just, you know, that's the end of that. Now, this has already happened with the, and you're going to think I'm joking, the Bluetooth-enabled butt plug. Yes, it does exist. People will think I'm kidding. Researchers discovered a security flaw in the Bluetooth-enabled butt plug. If you don't think leftists are crazy, think again.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I am a proud supporter of the military. And I went to military school, Marine Military Academy, have friends in the service, all branches, have worked with all the branches of the service, particularly the Special Forces and Navy SEALs, MARCOM, these guys, a lot of these guys. JSOC, some others, and in different capacities, mostly in hand-to-hand combat, you know, teaching hand-to-hand combat. And many of these, and the way I got started with this is I'd have like a couple of the SEALs came out, would get out of training, I mean, retire, if you will, and then they would come, for whatever reason, they wanted to fight, you know, wanted to do mixed martial arts or whatever. So I started training a couple, got involved in it. This is years ago, and just kind of got into that community. And keep in mind, had SEAL friends and people long before that, mostly Green Berets, believe it or not. And again, these are friends, a lot of these are just guys I went to school with that went into the service. I didn't. But we kept in touch, so I'd see him and, you know, end up hanging out with him, go out and visit him. Levi's one in particular. Go out and visit him at their homes or where they're at the base, and end up just meeting other guys and getting into that whole thing. So that's how it all kind of came to be years ago. And, but, you know, my upbringing, being raised in the country on a big cattle ranch and having gone to military school, I know what hard work is, and I know that what you do means something in both of those environments. In the country, if you don't do your chore, something dramatic is going to happen throughout the day. You got to milk the cows. You got to feed them. You got to, you know, clean stalls. You got to do all that stuff. That's what you do. That's what you grow up doing. You got to make sure there's going to be hay there, and or you're baling it and then putting it away. And, you know, you got to make sure the horses are shooed, and so on and so forth. So that's just the way it is. And in the military, if you don't do your part, somewhere down the line, something dramatic happens. It's accountability. And I think that's what taught it, to me anyway, was if you don't do your part, it will be found out, and it won't be you can blame somebody else. You're going to be blamed. They're going to find out it was you because of the chain of command, and you are the one who's going to have to pay. Anyway, the truth gets out, though, about the people nowadays who are anti-military, which are the left. And it's lucky for us that the very platforms that these guys give us access to, social media, comes back to bite them. Now, let me explain conservatism. I've explained it before, but there are newbies that listen all the time. We picked up a couple of new stations, and I'm glad. Thank you guys for the PDs for bringing us on. But for the newbies, I'm going to tell you this. Conservatives are ideologues for truth, as opposed to leftists, who are ideologues for their cause. They don't care about truth. They care about the narrative. The left are minions who do or say what elitists have trained them to do or say, which is why they lie, cheat, and often get themselves in trouble in one form or another. And these morons actually start to believe their lies, because that's what a moron is. A moron is somebody who can't comprehend, who doesn't understand. So somebody says, this is the way it is. Hey, if you step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back. And, you know, that moron won't try to step on a crack. I know, because I was one of them. I remember hearing that, and I would walk on the sidewalk like an idiot, making sure I didn't step on a crack, because my dead mother might get her back broken. Now, see, that's moronic behavior, born of a silly notion, a superstition that has no basis in reality. See, that's a moron. And I can admit that I was one. You know, sometimes, from time to time, I can put on the moron hat, as we all can. But generally speaking, when it comes to politics and the things that have to do with other people and impacting them, I am far from it. In fact, I am a genius, because I go back to what I said a second ago. Conservatives are ideologues for the truth. Anyway, one moron is a high school teacher. His name is Gregory Salcido, Democrat councilman in the town of Pico Rivera. And he told his Pico Rivera high school students that U.S. Marines are a bunch of dumb craps, I'll clean it up, and the lowest of the low. Now, he was talking about the military in general, but what triggered him was a girl wearing a U.S. Marine shirt, what do they call it, sweat top. Marines, one of America's premier fighting force, people who took down the Muslims at Tripoli. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of, you know the song. So the sight of this sweater, this whatever you call it, worn by a student, triggers Salcido into a shocking rant. And one of the mothers of a student at the school, her name is Kimberly Flauto, she posted videos of the rant and said, help make this viral. And you know what? We did. Help make this viral. Why does this guy, and I don't get this, I do not understand the left when it comes to the military. Look, it's one of these things where I'm not some military ideologue that says, oh, no, the military never does anything wrong. No. There are bad people in the military. Generally leftist. leftists will enter into a sacred institution of conservatism and they will ruin it. That's what they've done. Education is a sacred institution of conservatism. And you know what it is now? It is a putrid, disgusting remnant of what it once was. It doesn't teach. It indoctrinates. Education is not about teaching your kids something and finding the genius inside of them. No. No longer. It is strictly, how do we sell our stupid narrative? And, for example, the anti-war narrative. Where do you think that's sold? Anti-military narrative. I don't know about you guys. I'm anti-war. I wouldn't want to see any of my kids go to war. I don't think you would want to see your kids go to war or grandkids. But if they have to, you want to know that the nation, when the nation calls upon them, they're ready to go because they understand what it means. Let me ask you this question this way. Do you believe any of these putzes that Salcedo and many of these other leftist teachers, do you think their kids are going to go to war to fight for them, this millennial generation? You got to be out of your mind if you believe that. But more so, do you want them protecting you? Wow. So I suspected that this guy probably lost his wife or girlfriend to a man in uniform. Because why would you say this? Look, I don't know what caused this idiot to say such vile things about the military. But the fact that he's a Democrat explains a lot. Remember the congressional black circus clown, Frederica Wilson, supposedly stood up for the wife of a veteran who had been snubbed by President Trump. This is a gold star wife. The president calls this young black woman, and Frederica Wilson says that Donald Trump snubbed her, didn't know who her husband was, and all this other stuff. Let me tell you something. That had to be the biggest lie, one of the biggest lies told by the Democrats in the year 2017. Unbelievable. Donald Trump has a dossier of information about every phone call he makes, and the fact that he made that call should have been thrilling to that young black woman. Unbelievable. But Frederica Wilson was ready to use that slain serviceman in order to get political points and then trick this young black woman into doing something that no person should do when they get a phone call from the president saying, I want to tell you, I'm really sorry for your loss. I'll tell you this. I wouldn't go to the Oval Office to see Barack Obama with his slimy behind. But if he called because somebody in my family died and he genuinely cared and he cared enough to get on the phone call to say, Kevin, I'm sorry, your brother died in combat or whatever, I'd take that phone call. Anyway, Wilson, as it turns out, voted against every measure that would ensure that the family of soldiers slain in Afghanistan would receive full death and burial benefits. And she did that in 2013. But she'll tell you she's pro-military. And I remember Al Gore in 2000 when he didn't want to let the ballots, the absentee ballots of the voters, I forget where they were, but they were in theater. He didn't want their votes to count because it could have skewed him being president. He didn't want their votes to count. You want to know why? Because the military votes overwhelmingly Republican. That's why the left hate them. Slimy people. Remember that name, Salcedo.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.